The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 15. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to him to hear him. And both the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and having lost one of them, doesn't leave the 99 in the wilderness and go looking for the one which was lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he places it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you, that in the same way there will be more joy in the heavens over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or which woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, doesn't light a lamp and sweep the house, looking carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Share my joy with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost.' In the same way, I say to you, there is great joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And he said, "A certain man had 2 sons, and the younger one of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the part of your wealth that would be my inheritance.' So he separated for him his part of the wealth. Not many days later, the younger son gathered up everything and traveled to a distant place, where he wasted his wealth with carnal living. And when he had spent everything, a terrible famine came to that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he would have loved to fill his belly with the husks that the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have enough bread and even have extra? Yet here I am dying from hunger. I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired servants.' So he arose and came to his father. But while he was still far away, his father saw him and, being moved with compassion, ran to him, hugged him around the neck, and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it. Then let us eat and celebrate. For this one, my son, was dead to me and now is alive again. He was lost to me and now is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants to him and asked him about what these things might be. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has gotten him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and would not go in. So his father came out and pleaded with him. But he answered and said to his father, 'Look, I have served you for so many years, and I have never disobeyed anything you told me to do. And yet you never even gave me a kid goat so that I might have a party with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, the one who has squandered your wealth with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' But he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But it is right to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost, and now is found.'" This is the end of Luke chapter 15.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.